Last time on Jerry Terrifying Reads Metal Gear Solid. Solid Snake was dreaming in Alaska. What was he dreaming about? He was dreaming about dogs. Dogs and fairies. He was abducted by elite special forces agents and taken to a submarine where he met some ladies and talked to his old friend Colonel Campbell. He was told about some bad shit that went down on Shadow Moses Island. And how he pretty much has no choice but to infiltrate and go sneak that shit and save the world. This is Chapter 3 of Metal Gear Solid. The man known as Master Miller rolled his fists against the punching bag and produced a pounding, steady rhythm that might have come from an African tribe or a Latino rock band. Working out in his makeshift gym 3 hours a day not only kept his aging body fit, it gave his reclusive life focus and purpose. After all, separating himself from the hustle and bustle of the real world did have a few drawbacks. Miller would never admit it, but there were times when he felt utterly alone. Most days that was a good thing, and others, not so good. For his money, exercise was the cure-all. With a distinguished career serving in the SAS, the Green Berets, and the Marine Corps and Foxhound, Miller was one of the soldiers whom you could take out of the military, but you couldn't take the military out of the man. It was why he was Foxhound's authority on survival training. The fact that he was of third-generation American-Japanese ancestry made no difference to the top brass. The guy was a patriot and an American through and through. He had a reputation of being an honorary SOB and the epitome of the loud, aggressive drill instructor, but each and every one of his recruits would forever utter his name with respect. As Miller continued to pound the bag, he heard one of his huskies howl. That wasn't unusual. There were wolves in the wilderness where Miller had chosen to build a house, and his huskies often did their duty by scaring the beasts away. But suddenly the howl cut off sharply, as if something had silenced the dog with finality. Miller grabbed the punching bag to still its rapid pulsation. He listened carefully, but heard only the wind, which had picked up considerably in the last few hours. Never one to ignore premonitory warning, Miller moved fluidly across the gym floor into a clipboard where he kept a couple of handguns. His main arsenal was in another part of the house, but he liked to keep some kind of weapon in every room. He unclipped a Glock 9mm from the board, checked that it contained a full magazine, and racked the slide. He then climbed the stairs to the ground floor and sprinted to the central alarm system control box. It was dead. Miller punched buttons on the monitors, but each of the 6 screens was blank. There was no way he could see what was outside the house. Someone had to be damned good to find him, he thought. Like Solid Snake, he had built a home in the far eastern Alaskan wilderness near the Canadian border. There was no easy way to reach the place, and the one and only road leading to the structure was covered in several feet of snow. Besides, the security cameras would have picked up any vehicle traversing the path a mile away. Miller turned and leaped over the couch in his living room. He lay prone on the wooden floor, listening and waiting for the sound of intruders. By hiding behind the piece of furniture, perhaps he would have the element of surprise in his favor. But after 5 minutes there was nothing. Could he have imagined it? Should he go check on his dogs? But if it was a false alarm, why would a security system be on the blink? No, something was definitely wrong. Call it Zen, call it a sixth sense, call it bullshit. Master Miller knew something was in the house. Then he noticed a sweet-smelling odor. It reminded him of a dentist's office. Laughing gas? No, this was different. But whatever it was, it couldn't be good. He had to get out of the house, and fast. Unfortunately, he was wearing gym shorts, tennis shoes, and a tank top. Outside, it was minus 30 or 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Miller rose and attempted to jump back over the couch, but immediately felt the effects of the gas. His reaction time was much slower, and his head felt like a helium balloon, ready to float to the ceiling without his body. He stumbled and fell onto the couch, but got right back up, determined to get to his closet, don something warm, and jump through the escape hatch to the ice cave beneath the basement. Miller struggled to run across the room. The smell was much stronger now. Miller thought it was probably sevoflurane, one of the most powerful and popular gases used in modern anesthesia. Miller's feet felt like lead bricks as he tried to lift them. With a rapidity that surprised him, a wave of confusion enveloped his brain, and the horizon tilted. There was a sensation of falling, but it seemed to take forever. He didn't feel the crash as his face smacked into the floor. With one final effort, Miller crawled a foot or two before the darkness overcame him.